program was recorded earlier.
Welcome to Hope in the Night, late night talk radio offering biblical hope and practical help. On the air now for over 25 years. I'm Jeff Oliver, here with author and speaker June Hunt. Well, June, what's on your heart this evening?
Well, I have been reading some about and hearing some about a New York school in particular. The issue is what is called inclusive language. And there's a guide that encourages students to stop saying mom, dad, parent, mother, father, and for many, sometimes the inclusive language will say, don't use anything that has a gender to it. And having been a youth director, having been on a staff of a church where obviously I was dealing with a lot of parents, some were single parents, sometimes it would just be a grandparent who would have custody of a child or a teenager. And I'm just trying to make sure that I'm understanding everything that the push for inclusive language is. I want to fully grasp and understand what the issue is. Basically, they are asserting that the assumptions of what a typical family looks like may not be real. I mean, that may not be real to a son, a daughter, a student. Now, I understand that families are formed and structured in many ways. And on a personal level, because I grew up in a very bizarre situation, my dad was not around. Now, I have a couple of sisters who just recently said to me, June, when did you figure out that our father was really our father, that dad was really our dad? And I said, I'm not really sure that the point would be that there would be this man who would, much older than my mom, would come and on certain nights, quote-unquote religiously, meaning it wouldn't be a particular night all the time. But somehow you just kind of know when, what not to talk about, because I knew no one else, at least of the students that I knew. None of them had my same situation. And today I can tell you that I understand when it's tough. When I talk with young people or I talk with adults who had difficult situations, I have said, in fact, someone said to me just 2 days ago, June, it really was to your benefit that you had such a difficult upbringing. And I had a lot of pain, and it was hard, and I didn't talk. I didn't talk to anybody about this. But all the more do I understand those who don't talk. In fact, when I became a youth director, fortunately, then later I got exposed to authentic Christianity. Later means when I was a junior in high school, I saw authentic Christianity. I didn't know for sure what I was seeing, but I knew it wasn't anything I was used to seeing. And it was the youth that drew me to Christ. I had a phenomenal Bible teacher, that's true, but I just couldn't believe that all these students, you know, teenagers, they knew the Bible, and they would talk about their faith. And I needed to hear this. But what I can say is it was years before I really even told my story. I always felt I had a cork in my throat and I couldn't get it out. But what I'm trying to say is I wouldn't have the empathy that I genuinely have with others. I wouldn't be able to identify if I'd had this pristine background, where everything was just wonderful. Now, I am not for people having hard backgrounds. But if they do, then the Bible does say, all things work together for good to those who love him and are called according to his purpose. Notice, all things work together for good. Not that God causes all things to happen. I firmly disbelieve that. God does not cause people, for example, let me be very blunt here. God doesn't cause people to rape others, and yet there are people who are raped. God does not cause childhood sexual abuse. Because some people say, well, if God is in charge and all, look, he tells us what not to do. He has definite commands, but we can choose to go against his commands. So we're not robots. Anyway, the point is, it's helped me to have the pain that I've had, because then I can definitely have compassion for those who don't have the traditional family.
Do you want to become a better people helper? Maybe you have loved ones, friends, or acquaintances facing difficult challenges. You want to help, but you just don't know what to do or how to give them the support they need. The Lifeline to Hope self-study course is designed for people like you. This is a 10-session video course on biblical caregiving that will equip you to become a better people helper. As you complete this course at your own pace, you'll learn how to provide effective care and support to others without being overwhelmed yourself. This comes from professional instruction with leading experts on biblical caregiving, effective listening, relationship skills, self-care, and more. God can use you to change lives. For a limited time, save 50% off the self-study with the coupon code HOPEINTHENIGHT. Learn more and order this course at lifelinetohope.org. That's lifelinetohope.org.
Would you like to talk to June Hunt about a situation in your life? Consider having that conversation on a future broadcast of Hope in the Night, and let June help you discover practical help that's grounded in God's truth. Your story will be heard on all of our radio affiliates, and of course, we protect your privacy by providing you with a different name. And as it happens often in our program, when you share your story, you might help someone else find biblical hope and practical help for their lives. It's ministry multiplied. For an opportunity to talk with June Hunt on Hope in the Night about an issue, a hurt, a relationship, or some other concern in your life, call 800-NIGHT-17. That's 800-644-4817. And remember, there are no hopeless situations, only people who have grown hopeless. There really are biblical solutions for all of life's struggles. Don't wait. Call tonight. 800-NIGHT-17. 800-644-4817.
You're listening to Hope in the Night, a ministry of Hope for the Heart, offering God's truth for today's problems. We're here because of your ongoing prayers and support, and we do thank you. If you have questions or concerns about something going on in your life, you can call our care center at 800-488-HOPE. They can help you access our resources, the same ones June counsels from as she helps each caller. Now, the number again is 800-488-4673, or you may email customercare@hopeforthehart.org. That's customercare@hopeforthehart.org. Send your questions regarding tonight's topics and resources that were discussed in the program. Now let's welcome our caller.
Well, welcome back, Tommy. So glad to have you back with us.
Oh, I'm glad to be back. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. Well, I know we talked about a number of things not long ago, and you made some comments that I thought, how interesting, because I would love to know more about what you were saying. And just to kind of do a quick summary here, you had indicated that you knew what it was like to struggle with borderline personality disorder. And yeah. I'm very aware of the typical reasons for a person having borderline personality disorder, and I'm just going to be very candid. I always think of the word abandonment. A person has felt abandoned. I mean, I'm talking about in childhood. And therefore, there are ramifications, and the scenarios can be quite different, but still, there can be a sense of being highly, highly sensitive, which you mentioned. You said you would wear your feelings on your sleeve. What struck me was when you said, my hardest relationship is with Jesus. And I wanted to understand that. I really do. Because you are not ignorant of Scripture, and you actually care a great deal about what is right in God's sight. You didn't use those words. I'm using those words from what I heard from you. Am I incorrect about anything I've said?
No. I think it just all boils down to I simply want the feelings all the time because I need constant reassurance. That's what borderlines want from people. That's why people get real tired of dealing with them because just because you loved me yesterday, that doesn't mean you're going to love me today. That's how we see the world, because my mother, I think she dealt with depression, but she didn't know that, and she medicated it with beer and, alcohol. And she would be real nice one day and then not speak to me the next.
Yes.
So I never had this assurance of constant love. And I still have that trouble with Jesus. I have times where me and him are real good, and then I don't know exactly what causes me to feel like I've lost him, but I don't feel like I've lost him anymore, but I just don't feel like he's as close as I want him to be.
Thank you for elaborating on that. That really does help. And what I'm hearing is you want to be able to depend on the love of Jesus. You want to be able to depend on the fact that you have a need for a relationship that you can count on with Christ. Is that right?
Yeah.
Well, you think about it in real life living. In real life living, sometimes things happen, and now I'm relating this right now. There is a man, I love this man, and the couple, the husband and wife, and last Sunday, he died. And it's like no one can believe it. It's just because he's too, you know, but both of them in their young 50s. And having years yet to live as we see it. And every day I've been with this widow since then and was there tonight. And, you know, I'm thinking about her. And my point is, in real life living, the relationships here on earth are not guaranteed. Meaning, I'm not saying that there's not a love there, like with this man, but, you know, the unpredictability, the stunning loss of his life. And I've received a number of text messages, you know, June, oh, I'm so hurt over this man's loss. And some people are saying, are you all right? Because I was close to him. And he was on our staff for almost 22 years. And just a godly man. I traveled with him in terms of at certain conferences where he would speak or he would help me. And then I ended up turning over certain things to him because it was perfect. And he had horrible pain in his upbringing, terrible pain. And yet it's because of that pain he could have empathy with others. Does that make sense?
I
think what I've heard, you know, from you is, see, I appreciate that you would be candid to say, you know, your mother medicated her depression with alcohol, and one time she'd be this way, another time that way. You know, she'd be, and so what I'm saying is, all the more, I want you to think about this, all the more can you value the fact that the Bible is clear that Jesus does not change. God changes not. His compassions, they fail not. They are new every morning. Great is his faithfulness. By the way, are you familiar with the song, Great is Thy Faithfulness?
Yeah.
I thought you would be. You know, that comes from, actually, if you look at the book of Lamentations was written by the prophet Jeremiah, who was called the Weeping Prophet. But it's this short little book of the Bible following the book called Jeremiah. And I happen to love a particular passage. This is in the third chapter. This is, again, Jeremiah writing this. But notice this. This is Jeremiah 3, verse 19. And when you have time, just look at it in your Bible. It says, this is Jeremiah saying, I remember my affliction, the wandering, the bitterness and the gall. I well remember them, and my soul is downcast within me. Now watch what happens here. It's like all of a sudden, think of a general walking by, and now here's a salute. Okay, he's talking about his soul is downcast. He said, yet this I call to mind, and therefore I have hope. Look, verse 22. Because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed. For his compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. I say to myself, the Lord is my portion. Not like a little piece of a pie. It's the whole portion. The Lord is my portion. Therefore, I will wait for him. The Lord is good to those whose hope is in him and the one who seeks him. So what you see is, here is this affliction, the wandering, the bitterness, the gall. The soul is downcast, but he doesn't stay there. What turns him around? He says, this I call to mind, and therefore I have hope. So in spite of what he experienced here on earth, now there's a transition. And this is why we can love the song, Great is Thy Faithfulness, because it is so true. In fact, Tom, why don't you see if we can key that up for, I mean, Robert. I've got a couple of guys that are wonderful that help. And so if we can, we'll play that song. But the point is, the Lord doesn't change from loving us. And I think if I'm listening to you, and I am listening to you, it's like you know that people can disappoint you terribly, right?
Right.
You've been hurt. You've been wounded. And those formative years are so hard, when that can be like what somebody does later in adulthood. Somebody can do something, and it's a trigger back to those early years of your mom being at times just, it feels cruel. And so, but what we have to do is look at, okay, let's look at what you can count on. What can you be assured of? What is absolutely true? And then what we learn to do is, over and over and over, we repeat the truth. That's that word meditate. Like there's a phrase, meditate day and night. It's reviewing. It's going over the truth again and again. Because did you know that the mind, when we do that, actually has the ability to change our emotions. And that makes a big difference. So we'll come back and look at what is absolutely true that you can count on.
Do you want to become a better people helper? Maybe you have loved ones, friends, or acquaintances facing difficult challenges. You want to help, but you just don't know what to do or how to give them the support they need. The Lifeline to Hope self-study course is designed for people like you. This is a 10-session video course on biblical caregiving that will equip you to become a better people helper. As you complete this course at your own pace, you'll learn how to provide effective care and support to others without being overwhelmed yourself. This comes from professional instruction with leading experts on biblical caregiving, effective listening, relationship skills, self-care, and more. God can use you to change lives. For a limited time, save 50% off the self-study with the coupon code HOPEINTHENIGHT. Learn more and order this course at lifelinetohope.org. That's lifelinetohope.org. Did you know that June Hunt has a new website? JuneHunt.org gives you a behind-the-scenes peek into June's life and ministry. You'll hear her personal story of an uncertain childhood and how, even as a young adult, she struggled with anger, unforgiveness, lying, and her identity. Perhaps in June's story, you'll hear your story and discover the same hope and help that has guided her. As June says, God does not waste the trials in our lives. Along with June's story, you can see what's new as we work to share this message of biblical hope and practical help in more places and in new ways to reach more people. Because there is hope, no matter the circumstances. Make JuneHunt.org your place to go for what's new at Hope for the Heart, and make it your place to go for biblical hope and practical help anytime, anywhere.
You are listening to Hope in the Night. I'm Jeff Oliver. We'll get back to our caller in just a moment. Our care teams are ready to take your calls at 800-488-HOPE. That's 800-488-4673. If you'd like to speak with June about a specific situation on a future broadcast of Hope in the Night, call 800-NIGHT-17. That's 800-NIGHT-17. Now, when you call, follow the prompts and leave a detailed message, and we'll get back to you as soon as possible and get you scheduled for the next available Hope in the Night. That number again, 800-644-4817. Now, let's get back to tonight's caller.
Well, Tommy, I would like to ask, we're going to end up bringing out those specific things that you can know you can always count on with the Lord. But I want to understand, a lot of people don't even know the term borderline, and you do. You described it. And what has been the most difficult part of having that diagnosis, borderline personality disorder? It's not just having the diagnosis, but the reality of that for you. What has been the most difficult part of it?
Well, you said it right at the beginning, the abandonment issues, and just the feeling that, and also you don't have your own self identity in yourself, and so you try to make it in some other way. Like at my church, I have music ability, and I taught myself how to play the ukulele and the recorder, and I want to touch people's lives with music. And, yes. And I do at the nursing homes when we used to get to go to them.
Oh, but yes.
But I feel rejected because I don't get to do it at church. And that's part of my identity.
In other words, being able to bring joy to people with music, is that right?
Yes.
You know, did you know that I began with a ukulele? That's where I began. I did. But what happened was my mother gave a sister, a younger sister, a ukulele, and mother knew three chords, and she knew one song. And it was Little Brown Jug, and I Don't Care. Now, I don't even know the do you know that song, Little Brown Jug?
I don't
know. It's like Little Brown Jug, and I Don't Care. I think that's right. Little Brown Jug, and I Don't Care. Little Brown Jug, and I Don't Care. And I don't know the rest of the words. But I knew the three chords. And somehow, because I saw what Mother did, and I went, so I kind of favored her, and I don't know if I took over the ukulele, but then I transitioned later as a youth director to guitar, and I probably used the guitar, but I used the real pretty chords. I'm talking about the major sevenths, and I just love the beautiful chords, and I can do you can do a little country flavor and all, but that's not what I typically do. And so I agree with you about it. The ministry, you didn't use that word, but I'm using it, the ministry that we can have with music. You see, it's biblical. You see, over and over, in fact, you look at, King Saul, he was disturbed to a degree, so much so that David, a younger man, who ultimately became king and took his place, King Saul's place, but he would comfort the king and would be asked to play the lyre which is a stringed instrument, and yeah, administered. What did you say?
I just got me one, a lyre.
A lyre? You did? Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Well, maybe you've just inspired me to do the same.
Get a 16 string. I'm trying to learn as the deer panted.
Oh, how wonderful. Well, you know, I just think there are times when I have also gone to nursing homes, rest homes, you know, just, and sometimes they would ask me to do something, you know, to sing or speak or do something. And the music part, I would always want to pick songs that they for sure were familiar with. I learned the hard way to do that. At one time, I just would do what I was doing. But if they weren't used to the songs, it didn't have the ministry that a familiar song would have, such as what we were talking about, you know, Great is Thy Faithfulness, or, you know, or What a Friend We Have in Jesus.
Yeah.
Or
yeah.
It Is Well with My Soul.
Hymns
have always
been my favorite.
Yes. And, you know, the other day I was speaking on the cancel culture, and they asked if I would close with a song, and so I chose, in this case, Amazing Grace, because all these people that are canceling, they'll find somebody said something. Abraham Lincoln said something or did something, and they say he was racially insensitive, so we'll tear down the statue and all these things, you know. And I'm just sitting here thinking, this is unbelievable. Here is a man who is called the great emancipator in terms of freeing the slaves. And so what I did is I explained how this came about. I did some research, and I described to all these people at the Hope Center. That's where our ministry is, the Hope Center in Dallas. And what I learned is, just in doing my own research, you know, all these things that people could have said at one time, and not anymore be acting out or believing or whatever. They could have changed tremendously. But if you're if you are the victim of the cancel culture, doesn't matter. If you said something at one time, could have been years ago, then all of a sudden you're branded. And that is the very opposite of what God does with us. He's the God of all grace. The God of all grace. Grace means giving us a gift we don't deserve.
Right.
So when you think about it, yes, we've all chosen wrong. We've all made made a mistake, but made wrong calculations about, I'm going to do this my way. The Bible says all we like sheep have gone astray. And yet, isn't it precious that when God set up the world, he knew we would all blow it. He knew we would choose to go our own way. And the Bible is clear, all we like sheep have gone astray. We've all sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. But the heart of Scripture is not the Lord focusing on our past, it's what he wants to make of us in the future. And we can heal from those wounds of the past. And we can literally, and the key is more and more, literally embracing and letting the truth set us free. And that's why Amazing Grace, the grace is what cancels the cancel culture.
Yeah.
So we don't need to be canceled. That's not God's heart for us. And so when I'm hearing you, the pain of the instability of your mother, as you just described, that one relationship, not other relationships, but you described you couldn't count on your mom, could you?
No. I couldn't. I didn't feel like I could.
No.
But when you were talking about lamentations, mm-hmm. I know the verses. Why is that not good enough? Is it because I don't meditate on them?
That's a great question. That really is highly significant. And what we learn is, if we're looking at the whole counsel of God, we see where the focus of our attention needs to be on the character of God. And, for example, when we read, this is an important passage in the Bible, I have loved you with an everlasting love. I've drawn you with loving kindness. Well, you tell me, how long is everlasting?
Forever.
That's right. So Jeremiah 31:3, I have loved you with an everlasting love. That means you forever, and this is God speaking. This isn't somebody else saying, oh, God will love you forever. No, these are his words.
Yeah.
So what we have to do is, like, at times when we doubt and we think, well, I don't know. God could love me today, but I don't know about tomorrow. He may change. No, everlasting is everlasting. Do you agree with that?
Yes.
Okay. So what we look at is there are times when we've been disciplined by God. But let me ask you a question. When you see a really good parent and they're saying, no, honey, they're talking to their little child, you don't play with matches, and they'll take the matches away, and maybe the child starts crying. Is that parent trying to be cruel?
No.
What's going on there? You tell me.
She's taking care of the child by taking away the danger.
Exactly.
But the child is still hurt.
Yeah, the child may not understand.
Right.
It's like, well, why would you do that? That seems mean. Again, because at times, children, they don't have the perspective that we as adults could have, should have. But at times, we don't understand why we at times are disciplined. And the Bible even tells us that we won't always understand. But you know, a good father disciplines, and that means, you know, discipline means helping that child know that there's pain that needs to be associated with doing what is wrong. But that's an act of love. That's an act of love.
Do you want to become a better people helper? Maybe you have loved ones, friends, or acquaintances facing difficult challenges. You want to help, but you just don't know what to do or how to give them the support they need. The Lifeline to Hope self-study course is designed for people like you. This is a 10-session video course on biblical caregiving that will equip you to become a better people helper. As you complete this course at your own pace, you'll learn how to provide effective care and support to others without being overwhelmed yourself. This comes from professional instruction with leading experts on biblical caregiving, effective listening, relationship skills, self-care, and more. God can use you to change lives. For a limited time, save 50% off the self-study with the coupon code HOPEINTHENIGHT. Learn more and order this course at lifelinetohope.org. That's lifelinetohope.org.
As we each solve the puzzle that is our life, we often have questions we can't answer. Usually, they're little nagging questions, but sometimes they're larger. So large, in fact, the answer or even the question itself can have life-changing consequences. June Hunt believes the best answers to these tough questions come from God Himself, and He's given us those answers in the Bible. For more than 20 years now, June has helped callers find these biblical answers and apply them to their lives. You can talk with June on her radio program, Hope in the Night, about an issue, a hurt, a relationship, or another concern in your life. Call 800-NIGHT-17. And remember, there are no hopeless situations, only people who have grown hopeless. There really are biblical solutions for all of life's struggles. Don't wait. Call now, 800-644-4817.
Welcome back. I'm Jeff Oliver, and you are listening to Hope in the Night. It's a ministry of hope for the heart, and we're here because of your ongoing prayers and continued support. If you have questions about something going on in your life, even about what salvation means, our care center is available to take your call at 800-488-HOPE. They can point you to the free downloads of our quick reference guides through the website hopefortheheart.org. The number again is 800-488-HOPE. 8673. Now back to our caller.
My friend Tommy, I'm glad to hear that you love music. I'm glad to hear that the hymns are meaningful to you. And because of that, and by the way, out of Lamentations, I'm going to read this to you. Though he brings grief, this is Lamentations 3:32. Though he brings grief, he will show compassion. So great is His unfailing love. So just because of you, we're going to do something we typically don't do at all. And I want to share it with you, and I will send you, it's called Hymns of Hope. So this song is in honor of you.
Okay, thank you.
Is Thy faithfulness, O God, my Father. There is no shadow of turning with Thee. Thou changest not, Thy compassions, they fail not, as Thou forever will be. Great is Thy faithfulness, great is Thy faithfulness, morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, Thy faithfulness, morning by morning.
Great is his faithfulness. So that's a gift to you. And, you know, maybe I just thought of something. What do you think if you just made a habit of, since you love the hymns and you understand that song, that you could sing it every day and it could minister to your heart?
Yeah,
what do you
that's
think
what
about
I need
that?
To do.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll learn that one first on my lyre.
Oh, wouldn't that be wonderful? Yes. You know, that and then even Amazing Grace, to think he could just cancel us, but he's not a part of the cancel culture. He's literally says, you know, isn't it interesting? The Bible actually says, in Romans 8:29, his purpose for you and for me. The purpose is, he says, we are predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son. We are predestined to be conformed to the character of Christ. Now, you and I know that Jesus did not have an easy life. There were people who were cruel toward him. They didn't believe him. They were hateful toward him. They crucified him. But the point of the Lord himself is that he can live in us. And I've thought about this in regard to those who struggle with borderline. It is true. Your story, if you were to tell it all, it'd bring tears. It's hard. It's painful. Yet, as we know, you and I know, the source of this painful, it's kind of like an instability in interpersonal relationships. And you talked about your identity, the abandonment. All that is true. But that's not what Jesus will ever do to you. He will never abandon you. And your identity, when you became a true, authentic Christian, your identity is in Christ. Is that not true?
That's true. Yeah.
Okay. So to reinforce that, to say, Lord, thank you that you will never change, that your compassions, they fail not, that great is your faithfulness, and you will be faithful, and you've promised that in your word multiple places of the Bible, not just this one passage in Lamentations, but since we're talking about what can you do to be more and more healed over a period of time? It is true. There is instability in the world. You don't know if a person is going to die. Just like the person I mentioned, that where the pain is so real with this loss of this wonderful man and now his widow, age 52. She's going to have years to live without him. But that her identity is in Christ, and he will give her stability. When your identity, and you live with your identity in Christ, he gives you stability in Christ. And therefore, when you start feeling it could be clingy. It can be that, as you mentioned, that is so true, a need for constant assurance. I wrote that down when you said that. And I know people who, it's like they have to be continually assured. Well, the truth is, God's given you his assurance that He is your constant. He is the one who will never leave you nor forsake you. Other people will. Other people do that. But he doesn't want your identity to be in the pain of the past. He doesn't want you to have a prison experience. In other words, yes, you had pain and it was hard, but you're not a prisoner of the past. He doesn't want you to be that. Because just think of all the people that you'll be able to help, especially as you learn the lyre and you use your music and you can start telling people about not only the faithfulness of the Lord, that he promises to be faithful to you, that he becomes your security. In fact, because I had a very insecure background, I really do understand this. And my challenge was feeling at times abandoned, and I wouldn't for years count on others. I think, yeah, you'd be here now, but not later. I mean, I had many of the things that you've even described, just listening to some of your wording. But, you know, I thought, okay, I'm not going to have my identity in somebody else. My identity is in Christ.
Right.
So I'll tell you what I think is huge. And number one, he says, we have these three inner needs for love, significance, and security. Now listen to this. This is really neat. In terms of love, he says, I've loved you with an everlasting love. I've drawn you with loving kindness. So he's the need meter for that constant love. And what you need to do is just repeat it and just say, thank you for the truth that you love me with an everlasting love. That's Jeremiah 31:3. And that you view me with significance in that you say, I know the plans I have for you, plans to prosper you, plans to give you hope and a future. So he's got a plan for you. You're that significant, sweetheart. And it's his plan. And his plans are, it says, are good. He's got a good plan for you, for your future. And in terms of security, my favorite verse is Deuteronomy 31:8.
Yeah, last week you told me that, and I made an image of it.
Oh, great.
And when I get my internet back, I'll send you a copy of it.
I'd love to see that. So with those three scriptures, realizing, he says, do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be afraid, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and hold you. He's saying, don't live in fear. He says, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. So he is going to be the replacement. He's going to be the healer. You every day. Just say, thank you that this is true. Thank you that this is true. Thank you, Lord. My identity is in you.
If you have questions about tonight's topic or any number of topics, we have over 100 biblical counseling keys to address it. Call our care center at 800-488-HOPE. Again, that's 800-488-4673. Now, if you'd like to speak with June specifically about a problem going on in your life, please call 800-NIGHT-17. That's 800-NIGHT-17. Follow the prompts and leave a message for us, and we'll get back to you as soon as we can. At Hope for the Heart, we want to help you, and we want to help you help others. Until next time, for June Hunt, I'm Jeff Oliver saying, you hang on to hope.